Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, September the 6th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump fires back at the anonymous senior staffer who authored an opinion piece in the New York Times. Also on the Thursday rundown, Trump visits South Dakota as the trade war continues, and we'll let you know how wolves are helping aspen return to northern Yellowstone. Now, our top story, President Donald Trump reacted Wednesday to an anonymous opinion piece in the New York Times, purportedly written by a senior White House official. The Huffington Post reports Trump responded angrily to the op-ed by calling the article a gutless editorial. The Times piece details a concerted internal effort to derail the president from causing damage to the country, citing his unpredictable urges and anti-democratic ideas. The Post notes Trump made the comments to reporters during a White House event with sheriffs from across the country. He added the Times was full of dishonest people and said the media will be out of business after he leaves office. Meantime, Trump makes a visit to South Dakota this week as the first payment periods begin for commodity producers hurt by the trade war. Here's Ross Brown.
The Market Facilitation Program allows producers of soybeans, wheat, corn, sorghum, cotton, pork, and dairy to receive money from a $12 billion federal trade compensation package. South Dakota State University economics professor Joe Santis says commodity producers are especially hurt by trade disputes because they come after years of already low prices for grain.
It's a tough time to have this happen to them. It's not a tough time for the aggregate economy, for the macroeconomy, but it's a tough time for commodity producers. Not that this would ever be good, but you don't want it right now.
Details about the president's visit to South Dakota have been sparse so far, but he will be stumping for the state's GOP governor candidate at a fundraiser.
Distribution of the aid package begins as Congress continues to debate the farm bill. Would Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court mean more polluted waterways in Missouri? Eric Tegenhoff reports the state chapter of the Sierra Club believes so, pointing to a ruling Kavanaugh says is one of his most significant.
In 2014, he argued the EPA should have considered monetary costs when it implemented regulations on mercury and other harmful emissions from power plants. Former Missouri Department of Natural Resources employee Jennifer Connor says the state lists more than 60 polluted waterways, and mercury is a major concern, especially contamination in fish. It's led to fish advisories for sensitive groups such as Connor, who is pregnant.
That's definitely a huge concern, especially in the Ozarks, where fishing is a way of life. And, you know, you don't really think about the negative health impacts that can occur from fishing.
The State Department of Health and Senior Services suggests people in sensitive groups only eat certain fish caught in Missouri waters once a month. In the D.C. Circuit Court case on EPA mercury regulations, Kavanaugh ruled against the majority. However, the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately sided with Kavanaugh in a 5-4 decision.
Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing continues today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And with 51 applicants vying for a chance to snag Virginia's first 5 medical marijuana licenses, reform groups say it's in everyone's best interest for the process to be open and transparent.
The state panel that will award the Commonwealth's first medical marijuana licenses held a closed-door meeting Tuesday to announce it will keep that same process in deciding which company will win a license. Jen Michelle Padini with Virginia Normal says there are unanswered questions from providers coming in from out of state that may have compliance issues Virginians should know about.
Consumers have the right to know that the providers who ultimately win these licenses are in fact the best situated to provide their medicines.
The Virginia Board of Pharmacy's executive director says the attorney general provided advice that medical cannabis applicants are treated as medical license applicants and are therefore exempt from the Virginia Freedom of Information Act. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And the public can now comment on the Trump administration proposal to replace the Clean Power Plan, an Obama-era rule aimed at drastically reducing carbon emissions from coal power plants. Under what's being called the Affordable Clean Energy Rule, states would develop their own reduction goals and submit their plans within 3 years to the EPA. Dan Sawmiller with the Natural Resources Defense Council in Ohio says the new proposal nixes the Clean Power Plan's specific goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions in each state.
As of 2017, Ohio was already cutting carbon emissions by nearly 17% compared to 2012. So this is really an unfortunate step backwards. It means more carbon pollution, more climate catastrophe, and a more dangerous world for our future.
And finally, Eric Gladys tells us aspen trees are on the rebound in and around Yellowstone National Park. A new report says predators deserve the credit.
Luke Painter, the study's lead author and a wildlife ecologist at Oregon State University, says the trees were in decline for decades, largely because concentrated elk populations were eating new tree shoots. He says since wolves were reintroduced, elk numbers have decreased and most of the herd's winter range is now outside the park.
So that's relieved the pressure on the young aspen plants, and we're seeing new aspen trees beginning to grow. And so this is a sign that things really have turned around for aspen in Northern Yellowstone.
Wolves, along with bears, cougars, and hunters outside the park, are culling the elk herd, which translates into fewer elk grazing on aspen and other woody species. Putting wolves back into the park in 1995 was a point of controversy because of ranchers' concerns about losing livestock and dogs.
Restoring aspen in Northern Yellowstone has been a goal of the National Park Service for decades. A goal largely has been reached by letting the animals do the heavy lifting. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are a member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.